USA Radio News.
A new vaccine proves effective in fighting a variant strain of the coronavirus. Researchers announced yesterday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain B117. While that variant is spreading rapidly, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's only because we're giving it an opportunity to.
The evolution of variants occurs only when you have a certain degree of replication of the virus in the community. And that means spread from person to person. Viruses will not evolve and mutate if you do not give them an open playing field.
Meanwhile, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says if you take the vaccine, you should not take painkillers like ibuprofen because they could counteract your immune system's response to the virus. President Biden wants to block former President Trump from getting intelligence briefings other former presidents get. Biden tells CBS News there's a risk Trump could slip up and say something he shouldn't. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The president's $2 trillion COVID relief bill now a step closer to passage. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget resolution that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, the vote on the relief bill expected next month. The unemployment rate drops, but the new jobs report reveals underlying problems. The report released yesterday shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. But one economist tells CBS News, don't be fooled.
The unemployment rate went down for the wrong reasons, right? We've got extremely low employment to population ratio. Not as many people are looking for jobs as we would usually see. And it gets to the fact that the sense that they don't think they can get a job in the COVID recession or the COVID environment.
That's Diane Swack, the chief economist for Grant Thornton, one of the world's top accounting agencies. The report shows long-term unemployment, meaning those out of work at least 6 months, is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The president's COVID relief bill unlikely to contain an increase in the federal minimum wage. President Biden wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but he tells CBS News Friday he doesn't expect it will be in the final bill. Republicans can claim victory in the last remaining undecided congressional race. Claudia Tenney elected in New York's 22nd House District after the state Supreme Court rules yesterday the results of November's election can be certified. Tenney beats Democratic incumbent Anthony Brindisi by just over 100 votes. Brindisi appealing the ruling. When Tenney is sworn in, Democrats will hold a 9-seat edge in the House. An Oscar-winning actor with a career that stood the test of time has passed. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Christopher Plummer, who was known for his starring role in the 1965 musical The Sound of Music, has passed away at the age of 91.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Plummer appeared in countless productions over the decades, but it was his role opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music that made him a star.
Fulham, were you this much trouble at the Abbey?
He was the oldest actor to win an Oscar in 2012.
My mother once predicted that I would have to wait to be a very old man before receiving recognition in our profession. She was absolutely right, of course.
According to his manager, Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with wife Elaine Taylor by his side. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.